Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How you doing?
Great. We were just talking about you. Good things, of course.
Well, good morning, Casey.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Just great. Just great. Good. Good win. We were just actually talking about the atmosphere and stuff on Friday night too, just about how many people were there and just the excitement of both fan bases. It was just a great night for high school football and just a great atmosphere for high school athletics.
Absolutely. You know, that's exactly the type of environment you want to create for fans, players, everybody involved. I mean, it was a lot of fun. It was a tough football game, well coached, well played, and it was a great environment.
And, you know, you guys looking at stats and everything are so evenly matched. I mean, the biggest thing, and we talked about it a little bit during the broadcast, was, just the difference with two-point conversions, and that was the difference of that ballgame.
It was, honestly. We were trying to give it away there for a little bit with the penalties that we were having, but, they hit us with some big plays throwing the ball. But after the first quarter, we were able to do some great things, you know, defending the run. And that was probably a big difference for us. I mean, they did hit us quite a few times with some passes, but, you know, hats off to them. They're pretty good at that.
Yeah, Ambrose is kind of a matchup problem out there, and he's very tough to cover. And I know you tried a few different things. And I think that if Shadley's 100%, that may go a little bit different. But he's a very, very tough guy to defend out there on the outside.
He is. You know, Shadley was coming off an injury, but that's not taking anything away from Ambrose because he played phenomenal. And Erdon, they put the ball right where it needed to be several times. I mean, Shadley was in position.
Yep.
And even that one play, Shadley hit the ball, and Ambrose somehow lunged and still able to come down with it.
Yeah, you know, laying on his back in the end zone, the ball is still there for him.
You know, that's just good for them, bad for us type thing. So it was the matchup we wanted. It was probably the best thing we could do, and they kind of exploited that a little bit.
Well, and Coach, you know, sometimes, you know, I know I've heard you say it before, you tip your cap to the kid. He made a play, and your kid didn't play it poorly. The other kid just made a play.
Yeah. One of his other touchdowns, we were in great position. He just went over us and caught the ball. You know, I mean, he was in position. You don't do anything about that. You move on and keep playing. And I think what we did well, though, as a team was we didn't let things that went wrong phase us for very long. And I think that was extremely important to us finishing the way we did, because even when we had a bad penalty, even when we had, you know, something like an Ambrose catch over top when we were in position, we moved on very quickly. And I felt like that was something that we were preaching, and I felt like we did that probably as good or better than we had all year.
Well, and I mean, speaking of that, you get the big penalty. It makes you back up, you know, 4th and 16 and end up scoring on a pass play out of that one. And that's, you know, you guys shot yourself in the foot on the first drive with some penalties that got you out of position. But you were able to make adjustments later on and able to, overcome that. And that was a big play there on that 4th and 16 to go in and score.
It was huge. I mean, you know, here we are threatening to score, and then we back ourselves up to 4th and 11, you know, and or say something like that. And we were able to, we felt like we could throw the ball. We actually wanted to throw the ball a lot more than we did. But in a tight game like that, I think we became a little bit conservative. But when we needed a big play, it was there. And luckily, they reacted defensively like we thought they would. And, Nick Shadley came free on two different plays. They were different plays, but very similar. And especially on that fourth down, that was big.
Well, and, you know, you talk about what you guys have done, you know, what Ambrose has done. You talk about you wanting to pass a little bit more. And I think that's the one big thing between both of your guys' teams is that in the past, you know, when you're such a built-by-the-run team, you don't throw the ball very well. It's just out of necessity, and you hope you can get some things done. And I think that's a difference between what Danny's done with his team this year and what you are doing as well, is I think both of you guys feel comfortable enough throwing the ball when you have to, not just thinking, oh, my gosh, we got to do something different, and we have to put that pass play in that we really don't like to do very often.
Right. I think maybe I can't speak for them, but for us, we know that we, in order to do the things that I think that we set out in the beginning of the year, we're going to have to throw the ball and throw the ball consistently and successfully, and throw it when we want to, not necessarily when we need to, and mix things up and do some things that break our tendencies. You know, we obviously are a key team. We obviously want to run the ball. We're going to run the ball, but teams will continue to try to pack in the box unless we're able to successfully put in play action pass, successfully, you know, take a shot once in a while. Now, we have to do that at the right time, the right down and distance, and it has to work for us. We definitely don't want to have an incomplete pass and put ourselves in a hole. But I was brought up when you throw the ball, there's three things that can happen, and two of them are bad.
That's right. So, the old Bull Schembechler mindset.
and that's a tough tendency for me to break. And I think that we are, you know, going outside that box, and I think it's helping us. And we've embraced it, and just looking forward to continue to develop it each game.
Well, and you know, Coach, from coaching on the defensive side of the ball, that it is tougher sometimes to face that offense that can do both things well and effectively mixes that up. It's harder to defend.
It can be, for sure. You know, I mean, if formations or alignments or down and distance predicate certain things that certain teams do, that makes it a lot easier for you to defend. But when it's hard to pick up tendencies out of formations or out of down and distance, you know, you're left to defend a lot more, and can be very difficult. And we try to be pretty balanced defensively and offensively, but teams that can do it both, it poses a bigger threat.
Well, I guess one other question with you is, I know when we talked at the beginning of the season at the coach's preview show, you know, you talked about having, you know, kind of two quarterbacks, and they were really battling, and you know, you end up coming out of the camp with Coy Perry, the junior, leading the way, and then you've kind of sprinkled in Andrew Fair, and you know, talking, I know you had talked with Ian middle of the season, where yeah, you liked having both of them and kind of doing you know, different things that they do well. But Friday night it was Andrew from the start and stayed there the whole time. Have you kind of gone to that one now instead of having to have two different quarterbacks in it?
We have not. I think that the difference was Coy wanted to stay locked in on defense, and there was a slight mistake on defense, and he was just locked in. He knew what his job was. He was playing a certain side, and his job was specific, and that's why we put him there. And things overall were going pretty well offensively, even though we had some penalties. We were moving the ball, so didn't feel like we needed to change things up just to change them up. You know, we haven't determined this week's starter yet. They're both phenomenal quarterbacks, and we're lucky to have them both. So we look forward to, you know, them both leading our charge throughout the playoffs.
Well, and you know, Coach, too, it's not always who starts the game, but who finishes it.
Yeah, and it's honestly, those who are paying attention, you'll see every play call, they're both right there on the sideline, you know, cheering each other on,
sure,
like, get this. I mean, the way that they embrace each other, I mean, those guys are each other's biggest fans, and it's amazing to see, because in today's society, adults, kids, you know, they really all want things that are going to benefit themselves.
Right.
And, you know, the selflessness, and I truly mean that from my heart, and of this team and how it's evolved, it has exceeded my expectations, and I think it's something that each one of these players will take, you know, as they walk away from football at some point in their careers, this, what kind of selflessness it took for us to succeed and achieve some things that we've already achieved and hopefully some things that lie ahead.
Yeah, it's nice to have that option with both of them. And, again, you know, you talk about so much similarities between two teams for Friday night as well. And, you know, Danny rolls out Mary and Arredondo. It really doesn't matter to them as much either. And so it's an interesting concept, again, about how similar styling and everything was with those two teams on Friday night. But we're up against it a little bit. But quick thought before we get out of here about this Ida team. I mean, it's one of the teams that you've, you know, you guys are very familiar with each other, and it's probably one of your closest games you've had in the last couple of years. And so what are your thoughts on having to face them again on Friday night?
Well, you know, we look forward to the challenge. It is going to be a challenge. They have a couple big, big backs that are very tough, and they sprinkle in a couple of what we call scat backs, smaller, faster guys. And they're a heck of a lot better than their record. I mean, their first four losses were to Whiteford, undefeated, Hudson, returning state champs, us, undefeated, and a Carleton Airport who's pretty darn good in a higher division. So they did have another loss during the season that hurt them a little bit. But overall, this is a tough team. And you know, when playoffs come and you play a team for the second time, you can throw the records out, because in the last couple of years, it's worked in our favor of knocking off Blissfield the second time we played them, knocking off Ida last year the second time we played them. So we have to come strapped up, ready to play. We cannot overlook them whatsoever. They are a great football team. They're well coached. And we have to make sure that we're locked in and we do things better than we did the first time, because we made a lot of mistakes in that first game. And we need to clean a lot of things up from Friday night, especially on the penalty side.
Yeah, there's exactly. That's a good thing to show. Hey, this is what we still need to do. But, again, you guys look great. It was a fun game to call on my side. I enjoyed just the atmosphere, and it was very fun. You know, had me with from my Clinton roots up there, and I was in the booth with Mullally sitting over there next to me. So we had some jabs going back and forth as well. But it was fun. Again, just a fun game to do. And, again, congrats on the LCAA championship. And, you know, look forward to keeping this thing going into the playoffs.
Thanks. I appreciate your time, and good luck to Hudson in the playoffs.
All right. Sure. Thanks, Casey.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. All right, that was Clinton High School football coach Casey Randolph heading into the playoffs, undefeated and LCAA champions. So good luck to the Red Wolves.